Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the regular Board of Directors meeting of the Big Bear Airport District, Wednesday, June 12, 2024, 4 p.m. If you'd all please stand and join me in the flag. Ready? Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mission statement of the Big Bear Airport District is that it serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Roll call and introduction.
All right. I'm going to do it this time, and she's going to kind of watch and take notes. All right, members present, please signify by saying aye. Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
Director Seifert.
Aye.
Director Hicks.
Aye.
Director Castillo.
Aye.
And please let the record show that Director Smith is absent with cause. Others present include General Manager, Interim Board Secretary Ryan Goss, Administrative Manager Abby Erickson, Administrative Analyst and soon-to-be Board Secretary Rebecca Cannon, and the Administrative Assistant Ariel Venezuela, and we welcome the members of the public.
Thank you, Ryan. Item 4, approval of agenda, public comments. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should come to the podium and wait for the president to recognize it. Unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all comments are limited to 3 minutes each, with an overall total of 15 minutes. No speaker may allot their time to others. Comments on agenda items. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comment section on the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction prepared for this board. Please note that if you wish to address the board on items not listed on the posted agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not noticed publicly. Therefore, the board may only do the following. Refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. Any public comments? Going once, going twice. Item 5, special presentations and proclamations.
Real quick, we missed 4, which is the approval of the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No changes from staff.
Just one quick comment on the agenda. I will be leaving after the meeting, but we had.
Thank you, Chad.
Okay.
No changes from the board.
And real quick for special presentations, I'd just like to introduce Rebecca Cannon. She's the administrative analyst / board secretary. She's been here, this is your third week now? Mm-hmm. So she's been doing well. And hopefully we'll get her moving on to take over all the responsibilities of the board secretary after this meeting.
Excellent. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you.
We all look forward to working with you.
Love the improvements in the agenda. The ability to highlight so we can go there without.
That's all her.
Outstanding. Thank you. Item 5, special presentations and proclamations. You just did that. Item 6, Big Bear Airport Pilots Association.
Well, 3 of you know we had our first meeting of the season last night. Well, very well attended. Somewhere between 72 and 76 people. Tri tip, my outstanding hand and helping prepare everything. And also, then was our presentation speaker. Second topic is a report on the trial hangar / garage sale.
Oh, yeah.
On short notice, I have to say it was okay. we didn't get an awful lot of traffic, but people brought stuff, you know, from their hangars and things like that, and a lot of it was sold. good. Restaurant showed up with a couple of big items. We thought, who the heck's going to stop by and want one of these? I think it was a pallet lift or something. Somebody bought it. So I think it's up in the air if we want to try it again over Labor Day weekend. But we'll be talking about that and come back with an idea or not. Excellent. In the future.
I missed it. I was out of town for what it had been overflowing.
There was money there, and somehow a lot of it got jumped and walked up.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And maybe surrounding fencing and everything else kept people from wandering off the reservation onto the taxiway. That worked out really well.
Did the general public seem to like it? Like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, there was a group of three women and two men. They looked like they just came in from Little House of the Prairie. And their dress. They basically cleaned out half of what the shade had off the
pictures.
Wow. Blankets, comforters, bedspreads.
Oh my gosh.
To I'm not sure if you want to call them irons, the park benches.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Combination. We were talking about that. And adhesive with wood between them, sort of like theater potteries.
Yeah, slats.
Yeah.
Slats. Yeah, you guys have to sit outside the hangar for a long time.
Yeah. Sold in fair and square, $20 a piece.
Nice. Good deal. Well, thanks for holding that. Thanks for give our thanks to Don Sherry. That was a great meeting. You, Ryan, and Sam for barbecue. That wonderful fried dinner. Sure beats the pork chops.
I have a question, Jeff. Mm-hmm. All the people that were there last night, are they all pilots? I mean, I've never seen so many people. Where did we get them?
They just have a lot of curiosity or interest in aviation and just never jumped in with both feet.
Oh my gosh, it was crowded. There's
a lot of new people, new faces.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the first of the year, also.
Yeah, it's always pretty packed.
That attracts a lot of people.
I'm surprised we had enough food. So it's good.
Thank you, Jack. Item 7, consent agenda, which includes approval, item 7.1, approval of the draft minutes, pages 4 to 5. Including 7.1.1A, regular board meeting, 4 p.m., May 8th, 2024, and item 7.2, the year to date financial reports, April 2024, pages 6 through 18.
Move approval. Second.
Any public comments?
All right, Director Hicks moved to approve the minutes of the regular Board of Directors meeting Wednesday, May 8th, 2024, and accept and file the April 2024 year-to-date financials reports as presented. And Director Seifert seconded that motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, and there were no opposed.
Item number 8, full consent agenda items.
There are none.
And 9, business matters. Discussion and possible action. 9.1, discussion, review, and adoption of appropriations limit calculations worksheet on pages 19 to 22. So 9.1A says review and possible adoption of resolution 2024-01, resolution adopting the Big Bear Airport appropriations limit for fiscal year 2024 through 2025.
All right, this is pretty much the standard housekeeping thing that we do every year just before we approve the budget. This is because of Proposition 4 and the GAN limit. So the current fiscal year we're proposed, the budget for the airport is $2,190,700. And the GAN limit is shown at $3,830,526. Well below the calculated amount. So I'm asking the board to approve the resolution 2024-01 as written and adopting the Big Bear Airport's appropriation limits for fiscal year 24-25.
Thank you, Ryan. Questions from the board? Public comments? Any motions?
Yeah. I make a motion to approve it as written.
I second it.
All right, Director Seifert moved to adopt resolution 2024-01, Big Bear Airport's appropriation limits for fiscal year 24-25. Director Lindstrom seconded that motion. We'll do a roll call vote since it's dealing with money. We'll start out with Director Hicks.
Approved.
Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
Director Seifert.
Aye.
And Director Castillo.
Aye.
All right. Resolution 2024-01 has been adopted as written by all board members present voting aye.
Thank you, Ryan. Item 9.2, discussion, review, and adoption of the fiscal year 2024-2025 district budget, page 23 through 25. 9.2A, review and possible adoption of resolution number 2024-02, resolution adopting the annual budget for fiscal year 2024-25.
All right. There has been some minor changes within the budget. Pretty much everything that we talked about last month is going to stay the same. I'll talk about a few of the things. Last meeting, Director Hicks was asking for some clarification and how we broke down the abbreviated budget. So we changed a few things around. So as you can see, column A is what we, the current budget that we're in, 2023-24, that was the approved budget. We have our projected year end, which is in column B. We have our C column, which is our proposed budget for 24-25. And then our D column is basically the difference between our last year's budget and this year's budget. And then the E is the difference within a percentage. So a few notes, underline four. Since we've changed the way the budget is being shown, you'll be able to see in line D where we have a $90,100 decrease in fuel sales. That's just based on actuals. We're projected to be around $583,000 this year in fuel, and hoping that we get a little bit extra. So I put around $612,900. So you'll see about a 12.8% decrease in that line item there. Line 12, this is a new column, reimbursement expenses. We have $60,000. And again, this is in our revenue category. The reason why I've put that $60,000 in is once we get further down on, where did it go? Line 70, this is the replacement for our PAPI system that was, damaged during that incident. So of course we need to budget the money to repair it, and that reimbursement expense will be what I reach out to the insurance company to get reimbursed for that amount. So once we pay for it, we'll get reimbursed. So it's really a net zero on the dollar for dollar for the incident.
Ryan, will they pay for the whole thing, or do we have any kind of deductible on that?
No, I'm gonna be going through the owner of the aircraft's insurance. So they've already been notified. The process is very lengthy. It's a 20-week lead time on the parts. We have a company that's ready to install it, and then I also have to have them flight checked by the FAA, and that's going to take some time. So this could take as much as 6 months to get these repaired, roughly $60,000. So I just want to make sure that the airport is not out of any money for this repair.
But you're not expecting to be out any
correct.
At this point.
At this point, correct. Yep. You. I've already talked with the insurance company. I've already filed the claim with them. So I've started the process already.
Quick question on that too. Is some of that $60,000, do we have to pay the FAA to test it?
Or we do. Yeah. So we actually have to. We have to reimburse the FAA for that flight check. I'm getting numbers between $15,000 and $20,000 for them to do that flight check.
Wouldn't the insurance cover it?
Well, yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's just...
But we have to pay it.
Exactly. And I've already reached out to the FAA. I've already written the letter seeking reimbursement and all that good stuff. So I've already started the process there.
This is part of the cost now. It's FAA does everything. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can see 3 days are gone. So,
yeah,
that's
why. Yeah. Line 39, you'll see a change in professional services. We will have an agreement that we'll be discussing later in the budget but it's an additional $15,000 for some work that's going to be hopefully approved later in the budget. Line 57, second page, or the next page, as you can see, with the change in the way we've done the abbreviated budget, you'll see that line 57, we're 12.1% decrease in salaries, and that's based on actuals for where we are this year. So $96,800 is the decrease in salaries. Line 66 is kind of a good little, so even with the increased revenue, if you look at line D, really we've only increased the budget $8,100 since last year. So that's a pretty good deal. We are making more money in our reserve or our investment reserves. You know, we budgeted $58,000 last year, and we're projected to be about $300,000 plus. So we're going to keep investing that money. Again, line 70, you're going to see that $60,000 that's allocated for the Pappies. Line 74 through 78, I included this after our meeting. These are the projects that are slated with the FAA. For 2024, 2025. So we have a rehabilitation of runway 8 and 26. That's going to be a fog seal and restriping, AWOS replacement, and conduct an obstruction survey on the approach of runway 26. And then a taxiway alpha rehab, which is the design, the first phase of it, totaling $68,750. So that's our share, our local share of what we pay for the grants. So that's, we might get one, we may get all, we may get none. So but we need to allocate it for the projects regardless. And now also remember that money is coming out of our operating expenses. We've also set aside $1 million+ in reserves for this type of work too. So I wanted to point out that, you know, we're not touching our reserves. We're using our general fund to be able to pay for these shares of projects. If it's approved by the FAA. No. So that's the only amount that we would be putting out is that $68,700. The FAA will pay that 90% of the project costs, which is, I think, $1.2 to $1.5 million, right around there. So.
Ryan, as far as criticality of those three projects, if the FAA does not fund those projects, are any of these three critical to the point that we have to do the work anyway?
No. I mean, I would like to get the obstruction survey done, but I would really like the FAA's help on that. It's been something that we've been trying to get done for quite some time. Other projects have taken precedence with the FAA. My hope is that if we can get out there and do that obstruction survey, of course, the next year we'll do the obstruction removal, which, you know, trees and that kind of stuff, which might lower our approach, our IFR approach minimums to the airport. So nothing of these projects are critical right now. The AWOS.
What's wrong with the AWOS?
So it's time of service, finding parts. It's been it's been 20 years or so. And so now they're not supporting the equipment, and trying to find parts for it is very difficult. So is that okay?
The only other question is, when are we scheduled to, and you'll see the relationship there in a second, scheduled to have that approach checked again, do you know?
I do not know.
Because if we can time that such that they come back and do, assuming we get the approval to cut down the trees or top the trees, if we can schedule that so it's coincidental with the approach review, that they have to do. That would save us probably a substantial amount of money.
Yeah. And I think that would, if it's, that might even be part of the grant as well. When we do the obstruction, we might be able to add review of GPS approach, you know, and it might be a fundable grant that will, I'm not sure, but I'll definitely look into it. So basically the very last item is line 83. So you'll see that the adopted budget for 23-24 was at $47,800. That's what we approved back in June of 23. And currently we're projected to have $759,100 in excess. A lot of that money we will put into our reserve account and include that into the terminal building as we've seen some additional costs to that. And so lastly, line C, we're sitting at right now, the proposed final budget is $414,050 in the black.
Yeah, that's.
I'll entertain any questions if you have any.
Good job.
Yeah. Public. A little bit easier. Okay. Awesome.
Oh no, that was
okay. Seeing no public comments. I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution number 24-22, adopting the annual budget for fiscal year 2024-2025.
I second that.
All right, Director Castillo moved to adopt resolution 2024-02, Big Bear Airport's annual budget for fiscal year 24-25. Director Lindstrom seconded that motion. We'll do a roll call vote. Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Sievert?
Aye.
And Director Castillo?
Aye.
All right, resolution 2024-02 has been approved as presented by all board members present, voting aye.
Thank you, Ryan, and thank you, staff, for the.
What it was a good job.
I really was a good job. That
time was
never a good
job. No, I didn't want to be sure and welcome.
Okay, item 9.3, appointing the new board secretary, pages 26, 27, review and possible adoption of resolution 2024-03. Resolution repealing resolution number 2022-18 and appointing a new board secretary.
So pretty much the resolution is just stating that we're repealing the previous one, 2022-18, and we're the new resolution 2024-03 is approving the new board secretary, Rebecca Cannon. All right. Director Hicks moved to repeal the resolution 2022-18 and name Rebecca Cannon the new board secretary with resolution 2024-03. And Director Seaford seconded that motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Resolution passed 2024, naming Rebecca Cannon as the new board secretary for Big Bear Airport.
All right. We got some new blood in the house.
That's right. Bye, bye. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Item 9.4, discussion and possible approval of professional services agreement. The Atari's advisor, age 28
and 32. All right. Page 18, my staff report as follows. Nigel Paxton, who is the principal of Arius Advisors, he's in business to negotiate cell phone tower agreements with private and commercial entities, special districts and government agencies. Big Bear Airport has our green spot location, which is up behind the high school. Currently, we have three providers on there. We have Verizon Wireless, we have T-Mobile, and we had just signed AT&T last year. T-Mobile merged with Sprint and Nextel and some other providers, and their contract is actually not up until 2029, but they want to re-engage the district for another 25-year lease, which I'm okay with. Nigel has done excellent work for us in the last two negotiations with Verizon Wireless as well as AT&T. Currently, we're getting about $75,000 in revenue from the current prices up there. And what I'm hoping for Nigel to do is be able to renegotiate this contract to where we can make more money. Currently, we're making about $1,200 a month with T-Mobile, and I'm hoping to double that. One of the things with Nigel is once the contract is done, Nigel just doesn't go away. For the last 6 months, we've had some dealings with AT&T and T-Mobile, and Nigel has stepped up and worked with me. He has a ton of contacts, and we were able to resolve some issues that had come to light, and he was able to help me through them immensely. So Nigel just doesn't go away after we're done with this contract. He's been a good partner of the airport for many years, and he helps us through because these contracts can get very convoluted. And so having somebody like him who knows the trade, knows what the market bears, is really important. So the proposal is a little bit different than what we've had in the past. Normally, it's just a flat fee. So on page 32, you're going to see kind of an Excel spreadsheet. So from 2025 to 2049, if we continue the path with T-Mobile, every 5 years, there's a 15% escalation. So you're going to see that at the end of 2049, the airport is roughly going to make about $461,000. What Nigel is proposing is that anything over and above that $461,000, Nigel is requesting 5% of that. Okay.
Above the 460.
Above the 460, not to exceed $15,000. So worst case scenario, he fights for us and he makes $15,000. But basically, last time we did this negotiation, when I did it in two years ago, or last year, he made $10,000. So really he's asking for additional $5,000, but it also puts a little skin in the game for him to fight a little bit harder because he'll get whatever he gets. So if we get $1,000, he gets 5% of that.
So if he negotiates his contract successfully, does he get paid all that up front?
So he gets a retainer. It's a retainer of $4,800, $4,850, $4,845. So it's he gets an initial retainer of $4,500. So then that remaining amount, yeah.
No,
worst case scenario is 15. So it's 5,000 more than what we did in 2022, I believe. So
how do these contracts work? Like whether T-Mobile or whatever goes out of business.
Then in the clause, so they're very thick, very convoluted. They have to give 30 days notice. They have to remove their equipment. They have to return the property back to its original state. And that came to our advantage with AT&T, because when T-Mobile, when Sprint and Nextel, well, when T-Mobile bought Sprint and Nextel, they were required to remove an equipment shelter that was up there. They didn't. Mm-hmm. But that's okay, because once they didn't, it became property of the airport. Mm-hmm. So then I re-rented it at $2,200 a month. Huh. For the next 25 years.
Really?
So we actually made out on that. And you know, American Tower, which is Verizon Wireless, we're making $2,700 a month. So, and that goes up 4 or 5% annually. I want to get away. So T-Mobile is the only one that has this 5 year, every 5 years goes up 15%. I want it to be, I want our contracts to be standard with a, you know, 4 or 5%. Most likely it's going to be a 4% increase annually, because it's easier on the administration staff to be able to know that these contracts are all
similar.
Similar in value, you know.
Board discussion?
You know, it sounds like a win-win to me.
Public comments. Anything further from staff?
That's it.
So I move to approve 9.4.
Second.
Second. That's my job.
All right, Director Seifert moved to approve the agreement as written with Arias Advisors not to exceed $15,000. Director Lindstrom seconded that motion. Roll call vote because of money. Director Hicks is absent. Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
Director Seifert.
Aye.
And Director Castillo.
Aye.
Okay, motion passed with all directors present voting aye. To approve the professional service agreement with Arias Advisors not to exceed $15,000.
Thank you, Ryan. Item 10, manager's report. Page 33 through page 70. Manager's office.
All right. As you all were notified by Abby on the day of the incident, May 9th at about 1:20, we had an aircraft incident. With a Cessna 195, as the pilot was attempting to take off on runway 8, the aircraft veered off the runway to the north and struck our PAPI system. Airport maintenance staff witnessed the incident and were on scene within seconds and rendered aid to the pilot and passenger, and Big Bear Fire and the Sheriff's Department were also on scene of the incident. Maintenance staff has begun the process of replacing the PAPI system. Currently, there's a 20-week lead time for assembly. We've also reached out to the airport electrical vendor to schedule installation. And the airport's also contacted the FAA to schedule a flight check for the PAPI once the system is installed. All of that has to be done, especially the flight check, and we have to have personnel on site to adjust to make sure the aiming point's correct and the touchdown location and all that good stuff.
Flight.
Yes. Yep. During the May board meeting, board of directors meeting, there was discussion regarding the ridership of the trolley and the airport connects, wanting to know if it was a viable continuing that program with the district. The airport was included in that scheduling route with Mountain Transit, which is referred to the Red Line route. The Red Line route has 8 stops throughout Big Bear Valley at an approximate interval of 30 minutes. Current ridership from January 1st to April 30th show about 526,000 riders on that Red Line,
really?
With projections of over 700 by the year end. So that is the 65,000 that we put in there. A portion of that money goes to that. Red Line, and then the other partnering agencies put in money as well. So I think it's come a long way. Ridership to and from the airport, which is the Airport Connect van or shuttle, is currently showing about 1,114 passengers. I'm sorry, on the Red Line route. So they also look They also count the people that come from the airport on the fixed route, which is the red line. So 1,114 on the red line route and about 1,200 passengers on the airport connect. So currently, with both shuttles, we're moving about 2,300 people a year to and from the airport.
So just so I understand, that's actual people from the airport. Not
correct. Correct. That's somebody getting on at our bus stop here in front of the terminal and getting onto the bus, and then they
not necessarily connected to the airport.
It's I mean, there's some people that do use it every morning to go to work that live around this vicinity. I think 2,300 people, and I can tell you, and the administration staff can probably say the same. That was our biggest problem. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved to come to Big Bear, but they had no way of getting around the community. Mm-hmm. And by far, that has been the biggest thing that people have talked about, is that when people, new people that say, hey, we're coming to Big Bear, we've heard that you don't have Uber or Lyft, how do we move around? We said, we have a free trolley. They're like, really? So it's very well
used.
Yes. And I think it's just going to continue to grow. So I believe the money that the airport puts in is a benefit to not only our flying community, but our public as well that use the system.
Let's just say we didn't participate and we felt the need to buy another van or another. Well, there's another $30,000 right there or more. What's the cost of the bus driver, the liability, or insurance?
So none of our people would be able to drive that van. So somebody would have to go to a school to get their commercial driver's license with a bus transport. So
no brand.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
And then lastly, the April operations for the airport were showing about 1,104 operations. And again, you can see the second column, it talks about the weather. So when you see the peak in the weather, you see the decrease in flights. So it's pretty much this is a great system. It has been very beneficial to the airport. And that's all. That's my report for this month.
Thank you, Ryan. Any public comment?
None.
Item 11, committee reports. There are none. Item 12, director's comments.
Good job, good budget. Congratulations on being on the board secretary. Thank you for the public meeting.
Ditto.
Right, for
Ditto.
All right, ditto, and good job, and welcome, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you, Abby and Ariel, Brian, all your husbands, and all the other staff. So, thanks, public, for coming. And finally warmed up for us, so on to summer. Has it started finally? Boats in the water. Item 13, future agenda items.
I have none at this time.
Item 14, next meeting date, Wednesday, July 10th, 4 p.m., regular board of directors meeting. Terminal Building, West Wing, Item 15, adjournment. We will adjourn today's meeting of the airport board at 4:40.
It's too quick.
That was